they cancelled all the telly that evening. It was really strange because you think now television would be on 24 hours
a day. Yes, it would be just about that, wouldn't it?
Especially if something like that happened. But literally the telly went blank, you know, and the screen went black, so I went to bed. And then the next morning, of course, they had somebody in custody, and the morning after that, the guy was dead. And it did seem a bit dodgy that the
even to an 8-year-old boy, or
even
whatever.
To an 8-year-old, it's amazing, isn't it? But it just seemed that they'd caught the alleged killer, and then he'd been murdered in police custody, and that seemed, wait a minute, you know, that surely that shouldn't have occurred, you know.
And it became something of not a lifelong passion, maybe, but certainly a lifelong interest, didn't it? You and I have read a lot of books about it.
There's lots of books about it. There's lots of books. Somebody told me yesterday there's 4,000 books about the Kennedy assassination.
Wow.
So
4,001, yeah.
Well, 4,001. I've read about 100 of them, so I'm not really up on it.
No, not really. So why was it? Because most of us, I've read a book on it. I'm sure most of the people listening here have read a book or two on it. But what kept bringing you back to it?
I think because the case is still unclosed. We still don't know who killed the president. We still don't know what Lee Harvey Oswald's role was in the assassination. Was he completely innocent? Was he involved with the conspirators? Was he a witting patsy who was designed to throw the investigation off for a couple of days, imagining he'd walk free? Was he a government agent who'd infiltrated it? We don't know. We can only speculate. But it's interesting to speculate because, despite Parkland, the jury's really still out.
Because, so clearly, therefore, you don't buy into the official version.
Well, the official version's utterly discredited, isn't it, really? I mean, some people work very hard, especially in the media, especially the BBC and ITV. They work very hard to promote the Warren Commission version of events. But the Warren Commission was discredited back in 1977 when the House Committee, which investigated much more deeply than the Warren Commission had done, decided that Kennedy was killed as a result of a conspiracy. Right. But that committee, strangely, is ignored, and the Warren Commission, which is discredited, is treated as if it was gospel.
Now, there have been, as we said, quite a few movies about and around this subject. Has anyone ever come close to it in the movies, do you think?
Don't know, because it's so hard to know what the truth of the situation is.
I mean, do you think you know what happened?
One could speculate, you know.
And you do,
speculate.
And you must. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a book.
But really, I leave it open. I mean, the book's about the parallel lives of the president and this agent provocateur who went to Russia probably as a spy, came back,
went to Mexico.
Did he go to Mexico? He denied going to Mexico, right. And that's the interesting thing, because we're told that Oswald went to Mexico. He denied it. We're told he purchased rifles through the mail. He denied it. We're told that he murdered the president because he saw glory. And yet for the brief period of time, the 2 days that he was in custody, he kept denying it. He kept saying, I didn't murder the president. I'm a patsy, and I want a lawyer. And it's so interesting how the notion promoted by films like Parkland that Oswald sought glory is undercut by the historical record, because this is a guy who said, I didn't do it.